One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, nothing says team building like letting the locals drag you to an abandoned, pentagram-plastered school at midnight.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You are about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That it is. 855-853-4802, the phone number to call to share your real ghost stories, or you can write them in. Realghoststoriesonline.com is where you can do just that. Tony and Carol with you on today's episode of the program.
Okay. Do no team building exercises today.
That would be a great one.
I don't love team building exercises.
I think they're bullshit.
Like, if you called me and said, hey, Carol, I got everybody coming over, we're going to do some team building shit, I'd be like, oh my God, I have to do something else that time.
Well, the thing is, in reality, I'm not for team building. But I do want to get everybody here at some point, yeah. And I'm trying
to... You like to just get us all together, have a cocktail, and have a conversation.
Exactly. It's more so I can have adults that will hang out with me.
Because, you know, I've never, ever wanted to hang out with you.
I know. Because, like, I have a girlfriend here, and that's about the only adult I know. In the general,
that's so funny because Harper and I were talking about that recently, and because I said, you know, your dad needs also adult friends. It's like you.
But what do you do? I don't even know as an adult what you do.
What do you do? Oh, you go do things together. Like,
well,
my friends and I go to concerts and comedians and.
Here's a weird one.
Shows.
When I was in the dating world on Facebook. So I tried the Facebook dating, there's like another category on there now that didn't used to be there, and it's friends, like meeting people, but it's like but it's connected right to the dating app, and it feels a little weird. And
there's another motive. They don't really want to be.
Well, I don't know the answer to that. And it's weird when I'm on the dating app and I'm a straight man. I have, again, this is nothing anti-gay or anything like that. I totally love gay people. But it was like all of a sudden there was like guys that were contacting me. I'm like, shit, did I like check the wrong box or something? You're like, what the hell? Like,
want me to watch sports with you?
Well, I'm like, okay, like that's not a bad thing, but it's like, I don't know. I don't know that I would reach out to meet a male friend through Facebook dating app. Unless there's...
There needs to be like a friendship
app.
I like the idea, but even then, I would rather do it as a group.
Yeah.
Because going out on a date with somebody I would meet online in a conventional regular dating site, that's uncomfortable for me. I don't enjoy it. It feels like work. I go into interview mode because I will sit there and have a conversation with anybody.
Sure.
But it's like an interview mode.
Yeah.
Now I'm doing that with a potential friend. And then how do you go, you know,
and you know
I think
what?
It's easier to be like, I'm not feeling it between us if it's like a date, But if it's, I feel really bad, like, you're not even good enough to be my friend.
But you know what? I don't have fucking time. I don't have time or the energy, to be honest. Like, between doing work and running all of this and being a full-time dad, and I love having a romantic life, and so I love spending time with my girlfriend, but it's just... I have no more bandwidth. I can't add anything else into this equation.
That has been me the last month. I'm like, I got no time for anybody.
Yeah.
I'm doing all I can.
Yeah.
That takes up all my free time. It's right in this damn play.
Yeah. I just, even if I wanted to, I don't think I could, but, and I don't know. I'm happy. I like being alone. I really and I always have. I was an only child. I didn't have a lot of friends, and I had none that lived in my neighborhood. So I spent a lot of my time just occupying my time with things I like doing, which I still do. So I like working on the house by myself or having Harper or getting on the computer here and working on some new things that we can use for the shows or for graphics or AI or whatever the hell. I like doing those things. And I don't know. I value them more than, I guess, sitting around and just like drinking with another person, unless it's like my girlfriend, or the times that we see each other, because it's rare. But yeah, I certainly enjoy that. But you know, here I don't know. I don't mind being alone. I'm totally cool with it.
Yeah, I just would feel uncomfortable, you know, meeting someone as a potential friend and having to tell them that I don't want to be friends.
Yeah, that too.
You're not even good enough to be a friend
like,
with.
I don't need more of any. I don't need more emotional things. I like my peaceful life. I'm not interested in everybody's drama or being a de facto therapist to friends, which I've been for many over the years, and I've cut a lot of them out because it's like, I can't help you anymore. I'm good. Totally good. All right. Well, that was not about ghost stories, but about the horror of meeting human beings in
public.
Which
is a horror. Hashtag horror.
Hashtag horror. Or depending on who you meet on the dating site, horror.
For real.
For reals.
But it is hard to meet people. And I, like, just meeting, I would be all about going out on a date with somebody, but it just is too awkward that I don't know you. It's like, that just goes into one more thing to do.
Sure. Yeah. I hear you. God. I hear you. Yeah. Let's go to our ghost story, and it'll make everybody feel better about reality, or maybe the other way around. Let's take a listen. Hi, let's hear your ghost story. Now, please. Thank you.
Hey, guys, I want to say thanks for the platform, and I got a great story to tell you. I've called a couple times, actually three times before this, and I basically messed up and telling my story, kind of nervous and everything, so, and I'm at work, so it doesn't make it any better. But anyway, well, my name's Greg, and I have a great story. Back in the late 90s, I was in the Air Force, and I had a buddy that was in the Air Force with me, and we stayed in the same barracks room. And this is in Fort Campbell, Kentucky. And he, even though he was from Korea and I was from Ohio, he had cousins that lived in the area. They lived in Clarksville, Tennessee. Well, his cousins and his cousin's friends wanted to take these big, bad, tough Air Force guys, which was me and him, out in the middle of the night to some old abandoned school out in the middle of the country in Tennessee. And we were down for it. We were down for an adventure. You know, we're tough and etc. Well, I had a phone, and that was in the late 90s. So if you remember, they weren't very sophisticated at the time. All it had was a little antenna that pulled up. It did, however, have a key guard. That's significant with this story. Anyway, so we get to this old abandoned school in the middle of the night, and it was creepy. It was very creepy. We've seen a bunch of rolling hills and real old school, and we pulled up to it, and we went into the school, and we sat in the auditorium for a little while, and then we went up to a stage and got up on the stage, and we climbed up the ladder into this like dressing area in the stage. It's kind of hidden, and it's a tiny little room, and it had pentagrams, it had burnt debris, looked like feathers. I can't really say, you know, it looked like any kind of sacrifice was going on, but or had gone on, but it reminded you of it. I know there were burnt feathers at the least, and who knows? Well, there were shelves that came out, and that's what they were on, the burnt debris and stuff. So who knows? You know, it may have been kids goofing around, or it may have been something sadistic. Either way, it was creepy, and it set the tone. And my buddy and I, we climbed back down and started talking, and we started getting scared. This feeling came over us very, very, you couldn't quite put your finger on it, but it was very ominous, I guess is the best word. And we talked and talked until we said, we need to get out of here, because it was real. It was very scary, I guess is the best way to put it. So if they took us there to scare us, it worked. We wanted out. We went out, and we ended up leaving the area and went into this little courtyard into another building. And in that little tiny building, there was more graffiti, or whatever you want to call it, of evil stuff, like upside down crosses and pentagrams and just curse word, you name it. Again, who knows who put that on there, but it didn't help when the feeling was already there. Did not get any reception. The antenna did not work. There was no reception inside that school or in that area. Now, when we got out, which we did real soon after that, the reception came back. It was kind of weird. So anyway, a couple weeks went by. Him and I decided to go to Nashville, Tennessee one night during the week just to get out. So we got out and we came back, and we get through the guard shack and get back onto the military installation, and we get into our parking lot and we're gathering up all our stuff, and all of a sudden it hit me. And I don't know what it was. Well, let me explain. We're sitting there getting everything together, and this feeling that I've never felt before in my entire life came over me, and it was the worst feeling I've ever had. And looking back on it now, I'm a 41-year-old man now, so looking back on it now, it's like a combination of pure fear, evil, and like a panic attack or something about to happen all at the same time. And I looked over at my friend. He goes, man, it looks like you've seen a ghost. And I go, there's something wrong. There's something wrong. He goes, oh, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Well, I was worried about it because I couldn't tell what was wrong with me. It felt like on the inside of me wasn't right, and I couldn't explain it. And the feeling kept growing and growing and growing, and something told me to, you know, check my phone. Now, my phone, before we left for Nashville, I held the key guard down for 4 seconds to set the key guard, because those phones back then, if you didn't do that and it accidentally called some number or something, it would give you roaming charges and it would be very expensive. So I never forgot. I was an attention to detail Air Force type of guy. I never forgot to press the key guard. So I had that key guard set. However, when I pulled the phone out during that moment in time, I looked at it and it said calling. And that was impossible, because the key guard would have had to get hit for 4 seconds, lift it up, and then a 4-digit code would have had it and put in my code to unlock it. And it was calling, so it just freaked me out even more, and I was so scared. I looked over at him, and I pressed the power button twice real quick to end the call, and I looked over at him, and I just didn't know what to do or say. So once again, something told me to check. So I go to my phone, I go to recent dialed calls, and it said the last dialed call was 666. And it changed me. Obviously, it changed the way I thought that night. It freaked me out. I was so scared, and my friend just tried to tell me it was a coincidence, and I don't know how much of a coincidence that could have been with the fact I had that feeling come over me right before that. And me knowing everything I know now in my life, that was something that was not good going on. So my assumption is something, well, I want to know what you guys think, but I thought that something latched on to us or me when we were at that school, and the fact he was trying to introduce me into spirituality and everything else might have been a beacon to or whatnot, but either way, it wasn't good because that feeling overcame me, and then that happened. And I guess it isn't impossible that that could happen. You know, I could have leaned on something for 4 seconds and then hit 666 and hit send all in my pocket somehow, but I really highly doubt that would ever happen. Not to mention, the feeling came over me that I was going to die almost before I even knew that. So that's the part that's unexplainable. I want to know what you guys think. Thanks for your time. I appreciate it. You guys have an awesome show and finally got a good story out. The last two times I messed up. Thanks.
That would be alarming where you look back and it's 666.
Oh my God, yes. That would scare the shit out of me.
Yeah.
And I wonder if the two things are even connected, because he said they went to that haunted school. Could something have followed him? Yeah, I mean, I think that could certainly be, but it seems like something would have happened before then, because it sounded like there was a few weeks that went by from that to the trip to Nashville.
Yeah.
So you would think if something did, you would have experienced something sooner?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know, but
maybe. And then the other thing is like what happened to him right before that happened. Could it be two totally different paranormal things that happened? You know, he's thinking of the school because that freaked him out. But maybe there was something else he encountered. And that weird panic attack feeling, like you do kind of feel like you're dying.
Mm-hmm.
And you have an extreme panic attack. And because I've had them. And it's like your heart's racing. And it's like, oh my God, I'm having a heart attack right now or something.
Yeah, I've had that before too. Not
and
fun.
It is scary.
Yeah.
But to go through that is scary enough. Then I forgot about those old school phones like that and mm-hmm. the roaming charges and all that. I totally forgot about that. But like it would be weird. So, you know, he knew he locked his phone. It can't make any accidental calls, yet it did. And of all calls, it's dialing 666. Would I connect those two things? Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Like, obviously, it was some sort of weird possession thing, and this happened on my phone.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's just too coincidental to have had a weird panic attack like that, and then to have your... Because you can still butt dial on your phone, but back then it was different. The phones were much different than they are now.
Yeah. Yeah, they are.
But those damn roaming charges, that's what kept you... Yeah. Being like that with your phone, because man, if you did do something and had to pay the roaming charges, that got expensive.
Yeah, it did. And it was crazy on some of those things. I can counter that number a lot. And I don't know if it's because I do the show and, you know, I'm more aware of it than I don't know. I've always been kind of aware of it, but I see it like, I don't know. I feel like it's more common than I see like 777 or any other three combinations of numbers or three numbers that are the same back to back. Like it'll be like, I go to check my credit card or something and it's like $666 balance, or bank statement. It'll be like in the actual like total number somewhere, 666. I don't know. I run it across to the lot. I get receipts a lot that are $66.60. Things like that.
Yeah, I saw somebody the other day with 666 on their license plate on their car. I would have given it back.
Yeah.
I would have been like, I don't want that.
I don't think so. Like, yeah, I'm good.
My car, no.
I'll go without a plate. 855-853-4802. If you want to share your real ghost stories with us, we would love to hear them. Get ad-free stuff on our premium channel on Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. For Carol, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online. Hit the post.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
With new McValue at McDonald's, you get more than you expect. So after a long day, buy a double cheeseburger and add a McChicken for a dollar. Because saving with deals is always on the menu. With new McValue.
Prices and participation may vary. Valid for item of equal or lesser value.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
In the news this week, the Have I Got News For You podcast is back for another series.
Brought to you by some of the team behind the show, we'll take you through the big stories of the week when the TV show can't.
From Kemi Badenoch to Keir Starmer, Donald Trump to Nigel Farage, we'll make sure to give every story and subject the complete lack of respect it deserves.
We also cover all the sillier stories you've missed that don't make the front page and put your news knowledge to the test with our missing words round.
Listen and subscribe to In the News This Week, the Have I Got News For You podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.